Now, in order to live the liturgy in your classroom, you have to prepare for it. And I have just 3 suggestions of how you can enrich your own life so that you can bring your love of the liturgy to your students. And the first thing you really need to do, and these suggestions which I'm giving you are not just for your classroom, but if you do these things, they will help you be a better person, help you be a better Catholic, better Christian, and prepare you for heaven. But they'll also help you be a better teacher. So first of all, how can you live the liturgy yourself? Number one, by having a strong prayer life. You want to spend time in prayer every day. You pray morning prayers and evening prayers, but also some extended time of prayer so you grow closer to God. Pray the rosary. Take time to stop at an adoration chapel or in church. Visit the Blessed Sacrament. Also, you're going to Sunday Mass, but if you can put into your schedule a daily Mass, that is a very beautiful practice. Of course, Catholic school teachers are blessed to have an extra daily Mass usually in their life. And then if you want, you could also pray the Liturgy of the Hours, which I spoke of. There's a 4-volume set with the Office of Readings, but there's also a 1-volume book that centers more on the morning and evening prayers, which also help you enter into the feast. They have special prayers on feast days so that you understand and enter in. That's basically what you do. You enter into these feasts so that you actually feel like you're celebrating them as if you know those saints. It's hard to describe. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice when you live the liturgy. You get excited as if those things you're celebrating, they are, in a sense, made present to you at that time you're celebrating them. So that's another idea. Then second, you want to get to know Scripture. You need to know the Bible in order to live the liturgy, because what we a lot of times, of course, every celebration brings Scripture into it. You need to be able to teach the children what everything means if you can. And if you haven't spent time praying with Scripture, it's very difficult to bring the sense of what we learn from Scripture to the children. Especially take time to pray with the Gospels, because everything is all about Jesus, and that's where we learn the most about Jesus, his words, his actions, his teachings. Scripture, I'll just read my notes here. Scripture is a part of everything liturgical. Knowing Scripture helps you understand the mysteries we're celebrating. In the liturgical year, we basically relive salvation history. And that is what the Bible is all about. We relive from Advent through the Feast of Christ the King at the end of the church year. We basically go through what we read in the Bible. So that's why you need to know Scripture in order to live the liturgy. And then finally, and this is very, very important, you need to do spiritual reading. Read good holy books, and also watch movies, or if you have access to EWTN, that is a great way to learn more about the faith. Anyone who loves God should always be reading a spiritual book, really. It should be part of your prayer life, because it's very beautiful to read spiritual books, especially the way the world is today. It can get very depressing, but a spiritual book is very uplifting, because to me, I always thought, how can you not have hope if you know about the saints? Because one person who gives themselves completely to God could bring so much good in the world. So by reading spiritual books, you are reminded that the world really is good, because God made the world good and that people really are good. So you should read about the saints, because of course, if you read and you know more background, you can explain more fully about the saint on their feast day. Read about doctrine, the Bible, prayer. Doctrine, a lot of times our feasts sort of are centered on things we believe, like the Holy Trinity, or the resurrection, everything. Anything you read will give you background to understand and love the liturgy more, because the topics of feasts and seasons are from Scripture, doctrine, and the lives of the saints.